KSL at Night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. I am Adam Gardner here with Greg Skordas. We've had some great conversations this evening.
It's been fun.
It's been really fun. We've talked about dogs getting shot, book bans. We've talked about former presidents being on trial. We've covered a lot.
Yep.
So now we're going to talk about college majors with the highest returns. So who's getting paid the most? There's been a couple articles going around. There's one in the Salt Lake Tribune that talks about if you get your degree, which majors are you going to go into in college that are going to have the best return on your investment? So who's going to pay the most? And it's really interesting to see what's in there. For me personally, I went into political science, which was super fun. I don't have any skills. So my job doesn't even translate outside of the state.
Right. But not necessarily a great paying major by itself.
There are no jobs available for political science itself.
Right.
It doesn't really, unless you're going into like polling or stats or something like that, it's really difficult to find a job.
Working on campaigns or something like
that. Working on campaigns. But the thing that I've realized is if you want to go, if you're in college right now and your goal is to go work in Washington, D.C., go work in government, political science isn't necessarily the thing that will get you there.
Right.
They want people that have economics degrees, that have health policy degrees, sure, that have planning degrees. Those are the types of staffers and policy wonks that they're looking for out in Washington, D.C.
When we're looking at the top five degrees, at least the sectors in order, computer and mathematics, I wouldn't think mathematics would be a high paying for the same reason, but computer, mathematics, another sort of the STEM, average median salary, $90,000. Architecture and engineering, average salary, $90,000. Sales and sales related jobs, $77,000. Life, physical and social sciences, $75,000. So yeah, there's some pretty good jobs coming out of college if you want to get a degree. Of course, there are some that you would expect, Adam, to be less paying. And unfortunately, it looks like the very bottom is education, training, and library. Average starting salary in the 50s. Some of these are there's quite a disparity here. And, you know, we talked about it, I think it was you and I on Wednesday night.
It was.
When we talked about whether or not having a college degree was really worth it after you spend 4 years in college and incur tens of thousands of dollars in student loan debt when you could be working in a trade for at least two or three of those 4 years. It takes a while to get trained in any trade. So you'd be ahead of the curve. You wouldn't have the student loan debt. And we even talked to a student at BYU about the decisions that these Gen Zs are making right now about, hey, do I want to go to college for 4 years and graduate with six figures in debt, or do I want to get a job now that's in demand? You talked about a lot of jobs that are, you know, you can make a boatload of money right now. But it's interesting that they've done some studies here on college degrees. My undergraduate degree, believe it or not, was in engineering, which I chose in part because I knew there were jobs. You know what I mean? It was a metallurgical engineering of all things. But I at the time, you know, the mining industry in Utah was booming. And there were a lot of jobs there. I even went to law school thinking I would combine law and engineering, be a mining and patent lawyer. Of course, I went in a different direction. But at the time, that was, let's face it, that was going to be a good paying career for me, based on my major alone.
So, first of all, I find that fascinating. I think that's really cool. Like a political tie-in here is every 4 years or so when the election heats up and they start talking about miners, like we want to close down the mines, and especially on the East Coast, right, or the coasts, really.
Right.
Well, we can teach them to code, we can teach them programming, and they'll be able to find a job really easy because there's so many of those. Not to mention that Utah has actually had quite a reduction in force on those same job fields.
Right.
But you know, I was actually touring a mine. The Utah Mining Association took some of the federal folks on a tour of an underground coal mine, which was a fascinating experience for me. And so we were in these mines, we were driving miles and miles under the mountains, And we talked to some of the miners who were actually programming these long wall mining to take these coal veins out.
Right, right.
And so I started just asking him, so what do you think about a politician that says you guys can just learn to code and you'll be taken care of? And they said, we already do know how to code. We like being in the mines.
Right.
This is what we love doing.
And you can code all day, Adam, but if you can't turn on your lights because you haven't got any coal,
right.
It's going to hurt a little bit. So in some respects, and I remember, when I was in the mining industry for a couple of years there, that there was let them freeze in the dark, these granola heads that were attacking the mining, and I've sort of become one myself, but like people who hate mining, let them freeze in the dark because really whatever you want to say about it, it's a necessary field. And I think, I don't know if you talked to the coal miners about their income, but there are people in the oil and gas industry out in the basin
and the
coal industry down in the Carbon County area that are making a lot of money, making very good money. And it's not really delightful work, although you say that the guys kind of liked it, the people that you talked to. But I mean, it's dangerous. It's dirty. Some of these guys that I know, they're going out in the oil fields are making more in 4 or 5 months than some people are in a year.
Right. And the thing is what we got to remember is if you're going to do coding jobs or something like that, the prospect of moving to the Wasatch Front for some of these families, that's not what they want. They grew up in Price. They grew up in Castledale. That's where they want to be.
Right.
That's where the jobs are.
Right.
And so I think it's important to recognize, like, we have great paying jobs around the state. They pay more than most. It's not something I want to do. I'm not cut out for it, but they don't want to do my job.
Right.
And so we're good. We can live where we want to live.
I'll tell you, when I look at these numbers, Adam, I think about, it makes me appreciate school teachers because they know going in, they're not going to make big money. And Utah's done a great job just over the last couple of years of bumping up educator salaries in ways that we were not competitive.
We're number 10 in the country now.
Yeah, we used to be in the 40s lower 40s.
Worse.
Right. And so, but that's a labor of love. And I can just go back to my own, junior high school, college time and think about the teachers I had. And a lot of them were just people who loved what they did and they wanted to teach. And if you've taught, I'm sure you've spoken in schools or taught in classes or done this or that, it is rewarding, but it's not something you do if you want to make money.
We had just a conversation about this today with some friends out on the golf course, and we discovered that we all went to the same elementary school. And so we immediately started saying, did you have Mrs. Nebaker? Do you remember the
Did you
remember the treats that she used to give these? And we all started having these memories about our choir teacher. And we all started talking about her and telling stories about her. And I'm like, this was 40 years ago that we had classes taught by these people. We still remembered them.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, in 2020, I ran for attorney general. I'll never forget this. And so I had been out of high school for 40 years. I've been out of grade school, junior high, for longer than that. And I got a letter and a $10 campaign contribution from one of my junior high school teachers.
Oh, that is the coolest.
And I thought, I love you. I mean, she said, I remember you. You were a cute little kid and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know. That $10 meant more than any contribution
I
got.
That is the coolest.
Because I thought, she remembered me and I don't know that I remember a whole lot about her except her name. And I think she taught history or something, but I don't know. You just, you remember your teachers because they're with you a lot. A lot of time you spend with them.
All day. I was running for Salt Lake County Recorder and was in the Harriman Parade. And as I was, kind of waving, everyone goes to the parade to see the county recorder, right?
Yeah, right.
So, and I heard someone yell my name very loudly. And I looked over and she yelled, "It's me, Mrs. Mercer." And that was my sixth grade teacher. I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
You just died and went to heaven.
Greg, thanks so much for hosting this show tonight.
Good show. Fun show.
If you missed it or if you missed any of the previous episodes, like Greg mentioned, on Wednesday, we talked to Gen Z about picking trade schools or colleges. If you missed that or any of our episodes, remember, that you can always go back and listen to it on KSLpodcast.com after the show's been aired. Just look up KSL at Night. Thanks again for joining us, everybody.